from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He's a 1+1=3 guy.
Thanks to everybody who made this Monday show what it was. Anthony Herron, Herb Howard, Adam Amin, Ray Diaz, Tyler Farengul, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka. My goodness, it takes a village for this show to work.
What a show.
Whew.
Hey, tomorrow, do you want to play around with the bingo card?
Do you think we should?
Yeah, I do.
I think we should at least open it up.
We're one more away from a bingo on the first one.
Right, so either we do a second card or we swap some things out.
Yeah. Maybe swap some things out.
Yeah, make Lapka earn his money.
Yeah. The problem is some of the journalism that's going on is giving you an unfair advantage. You read Adam Johns today. It was terrific with Shannon. I forget her last name, but longtime director of Hard Knocks. There are some spoilers in there about storylines to come. There are some.
It was a good piece.
We weren't trying to have fun.
Yeah, we just happened to be right about a lot of stuff. But our goal is to have some fun with this thing.
Oh, you lost me at trying to have fun. That's not what I think of when I think of you guys.
Fair enough.
I said trying.
Yeah.
And I know that we succeeded, but we're a Super Bowl shuffle away from a bingo on this card.
Oh, well, so it might be kind of fun to leave the card and see how many of the original call you get over the full show.
See if we can fill the whole card out.
Can you fill the whole card out, what was missed, et cetera?
Because it was a really good card. And
it was a great card.
If there was a shuffle, it would be episode one, right? I can't, like, they're gonna,
or episode five.
Or when they do the Mongo storyline.
Episode five. Oh, the Mongo storyline is entirely possible.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for a shuffle. They're gonna play Hard Knocks at all times. They're gonna play nostalgia at all times.
It's a Super Bowl shuffle reference too.
That's all you need.
It doesn't have to be the song, and then it would
you don't have to see the music video.
Not necessarily, and it might be Liev Schreiber saying, "Well, if they're looking to shuffle off, they shuffled off to Buffalo for the first game." You know,
yeah.
I was kind of thinking because of that. Was it 42nd Street that has the song "Shuffle Off to Buffalo" in it?
That's what I was gonna say.
Famous Broadway.
For a fan, Joe.
Yes. So we did ask when we had one of the producers on last week about that stuff with Schreiber flying in last year, which apparently he really didn't want to do, and he was very reluctant to do that. And this year, that they don't want to get too meta, they don't want to make Liev Schreiber a character.
Too late.
Yeah. So they did it once. I did hear there's an A-lister though coming to Hard Knocks. There's going to be an A-list comedy voice on Hard Knocks.
George Wendt.
No, I do not believe that is the case.
Vince Vaughn. I'm telling you.
Probably.
You wrote down Vince Vaughn for some reason.
For some reason.
That was on the card.
Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
John Cusack, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray would definitely fit in A-list.
Ashton Kutcher doesn't get A-list anymore,
and
right?
And Mitch Hedberg's
You don't think Ashton Kutcher is an A-list celebrity?
Not comedy. You said A-list comedy.
Well, I'm not saying it's for this, but really?
No.
No.
What's the last thing he did?
Well, I mean,
Mila Kunis is
married to Mila Kunis.
If the first thing you say is who his wife is,
yeah, but I mean, that means
Brad Hall is A list.
Worth like a gazillion dollars as a tech investor.
I'm not saying he's not successful. I'm saying as far as like an A list.
I think he's a pretty interesting guy.
You just downplayed, I don't think he's moved the goalposts.
What's Adam Sandler's tech investor in financial
Adam
profile?
Adam Sandler more of an A lister than
a comedy A lister.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I don't need to look at Sandler's tech.
More of a spider than a snake.
Yeah. I mean, we probably should add, like, are we going to see a gold medal now? Because we've already set up the Biles thing, so get a little gold medal. Mm.
So you think that Vince Vaughn gets a table at a restaurant in Chicago before Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, 100%.
100%?
Yes. By name or by sight. Absolutely.
Okay. He gets a good table.
Yeah.
And he just buys Ashton the restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. Just walks in and buys the place. Yeah.
But he has to bring...
You're not sure you're being punked.
The only way Ashton gets it is if he brings a printout of his tech investment portfolio. Right.
Only you would know him as a tech investor.
He did an incredible interview on Howard Stern about some of his big wins as an investor. He's
good
like a crazy smart individual. Yeah, he's like he put seed That's money into good. Uber and like a whole bunch of other things. That's like PayPal, I think. Yeah,
should All look right. up this Warren Buffett guy if you get a chance.
Also an A-lister, Dan. Also an A-lister
in comedy. Hilarious.
In whatever he wants.
In whatever he wants.
He's an A-lister in anything that he wants.
All right, fine. Screw you guys.
I'm leaving town.
By the way, we talked about it the other day quite a bit. I haven't had a chance to talk about it with you guys. I'm really looking forward to episode 2. I found the entire experience really wholesome. And then somebody told me Layla used that same word, and I hadn't realized it, but like, I was just watching that whole first episode. I was like, I know it's manicured TV, and I know all of that, but
it was
just
more manicured.
It was just so nice.
I think that is with intention,
and that's okay. Like I still remember, Bernsy, something you said the day after LeBron went back to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when LeBron went back to Cleveland after Miami, and you came in the next day, and we were talking about it in transition, and you were like, it's just such a nice story. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get stuff that's just like, oh, man. And that the Bears moment overall just feels really effing nice. You know, there's things to have consternation about, but I feel like even that is a little bit manufactured right now because we're used to doing it.
They're a nice team.
They're a nice team. The story's nice. The moment is nice. Like we're laughing at the coach that we lampooned last year. We're laughing with him.
He did something very nice over the weekend.
Saw that. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's a really menschy move on his part.
Waiting for the beat to show up before he started answering questions.
Yeah, but I also think, too, that it doesn't necessarily make it compelling. Like when you were talking about...
No, Florio hated it.
Todd and said Haley that had nothing. And Hugh Hollins. Like I said, if it weren't the Bears, I probably would have turned it off.
Well, and that might be the national takeaway. Yeah, you know, it's possible. Nobody wants a piece of that. Lord knows it's been my takeaway for previous Hard Knocks. But this one, from our perspective, we're on the inside already.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's
doesn't
the Bears.
Matter. Give it to me.
The part that's crazy for me in watching this is coming off the Giants one. Yeah. You're like, oh my, this is different. This feels great as a viewer. And then you kind of, I thought it hit all of the notes that a first episode of the preseason Hard Knocks always hits for the most part. Oh, look, here's the wacky guy singing a song. And I thought they did that. I think that with the Nate Davis story, there's a little bit of conflict now. And I don't mean like him versus the team, but just the idea of here's a player that isn't really practicing and the Bears are depending on that I think could be it can be done in a way that I think the Bears are going to be okay with, especially considering their head coach was totally fine talking about it at the podium.
Well, I mean, yeah, it might be him versus the team. Like, we don't know. It is an opportunity for us to get something revealed here that we otherwise wouldn't have. Yeah, Hard Knocks is very formulaic. It's formulaic PR. So if you've been watching this for as long as many of us have, the Giants thing felt new and different and dangerous.
It was a gut punch.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. This It's fine.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Bears, so we like it.
For us and for Bears fans, it's food. It's like delicious comfort food.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just fodder for hype. Like we also don't. I mean, the Cubs are now playing better very recently, but like we just it's all been about, hey, maybe the Bears will save this city from the awful 18-month run that we're on.
And we've been riding that really since the draft, since they got the number one pick, probably. We've been riding that against all other sports. And Hard Knocks did 0% reduction, led to 0% reduction in hype. And now game one of the preseason has led to 0% reduction in hype. You know, we are still on the freaking train in a big, big way.
Yeah, but you're right. It's food. It's like a plate of wings.
Oh, yeah.
A big plate of wings is like what it is.
Orange chicken and fried rice, you know? Just let's go. There's nothing... Hey, this is going to feel delightful.
I know what I want. Don't reinvent anything.
Yeah.
Don't throw ingredients in this that are going to throw me off. That pet peeve? You like get excited about a restaurant. Like, oh, they have great this. They have great this.
Each
item has one ingredient.
Why
that you're
is
like,
there celery in here?
No, why balsamic? If they know what to give us,
absolutely.
I'm fine for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring it.
As much as possible. Tomorrow, do you guys watch it live?
Yeah,
right? That's crazy.
And this is
episodic
our
television that you watch live?
Game day, let's go.
That's not a normal... Okay, I don't watch anything live.
Let's go back to the wall. Let's go back to the wall in Gurnee.
That's how Dan described it last week, is like that it felt like game day on Tuesday last
week. We had a dude last week who went and bought the $200 Bears tent at Costco so we could camp out and get ready for Hard Knocks. He went out and bought it.
That's awesome.
It, like, hooked up the outdoor TV, had people over, and they were like day drinking, getting ready for Hard Knocks. Let's go. It's a game day, man. It is.
Well, because Speaks was trying to sell me on like biggest, because it does feel bigger than some Bears games recently, but that's only because the Bears are bad. Like, this isn't bigger than when they traded for Cutler or when they traded for Khalil Mack.
But it's bigger than plenty of games over the past few years.
Yeah, when the team's been eliminated. Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. But like, this feels as big as it does because of how excited we are for the season, and the Bears have never done it before.
Bears
and nothing
fans,
else in our sports lives is good.
To go back to the metaphor about food, Bears fans have been starving, and the Bears and Max were like, here's a buffet.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, all you can eat.
Absolutely.
You can have anything you want on this buffet.
Hmm.
And then as you get your preseason game, and now they're like, hey, this buffet is still here.
Yeah,
for
but
see,
my buddy texted me that he rewatched it. See, I'm like, what?
But my problem,
rewatched it
on the all 22.
My problem with the buffet is
what?
Is
sneeze guards
thirds.
You can't do this. What's the problem with thirds?
Because I always regret thirds.
Oh, because you get over full.
I always regret thirds. Yeah. I try to do it right. Like
seconds has to be small. Seconds is very specific.
So are you trying to get it right on the first time? Like you get, it's like, all right, look, I got this, and this.
I try
on my plate.
I try to eat what I want the most when I'm the hungriest. It's my grandfather's rule about the New York strip steak.
How do you eat? Canny.
He would always say, like,
I've heard this before thousands of times with the steak principle. You don't eat the best part of the steak.
Cut the steak right down the middle. And it tells you if they got the doneness right. And then you can eat from the inside out so you have the best part while you're the hungriest.
I don't agree that the inside is the best part. Why is the inside the best part? The outside that might have like
a little fat,
a
on
little
it.
Burnt edge, or some fat on it, like some grill marks and such. That's where I want to hang out.
It should all have grill marks on it. You're getting an $80 steak.
I feel like if I'm going to think of a formula for a buffet, you want to have as many different items on the first plate in small varietals, and then whatever you
say, oh, I should go back.
Whatever
for...
you like the most, like, and then guys, and then your second.
That's what the kids fewer... and your wife's plate are for.
I mean,
okay,
it's, yeah, you pick the stuff off of there.
I'm just going to let you guys talk because it's rare that we get to some area where I have the unquestionable expertise. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm just...
You want to go last? You're the cleanup hitter here.
Yeah, go
tell
ahead.
Us how
go,
to
go ahead. Do, it, do whatever
well,
you want.
Well, I was going to ask, how do we feel if we're talking
exactly.
buffet?
My arms are folded listening to you guys right now.
Are we ranking a breakfast buffet ahead of another type of buffet?
What if it's got both?
Yeah, like Vegas
the
has
brunch
both.
Buffet.
The brunch buffet.
At Caesar's? Jeez.
Well, the first time I went, I was like, $59. I was like, there's no way.
And I was like, yeah.
King crab.
I was just saying, four lobster tails later, you're already
King
up.
Crab.
The deal is this.
Okay.
You have, the buffet is inherently wasteful. You must check your guilt and any of your emotions at the door about... what you're leaving.
Hating yourself and your country.
Get whatever you want. Get whatever you want. Load it up. But if the first bite doesn't satisfy you, don't go for bite two. Don't go for it.
Start over.
Just have at least one bite of everything on your first plate, but then decide if there's anything worth finishing or move the plate aside and start again. Start again. You can't.
Because it's all a sunk cost.
It's all a sunk cost, and they're the ones who've made the wasteful choice. Yes, you're part of it, and you are part of the problematic situation on the planet, but they're more at fault for it. So just pace yourself and then go to plate number two, and then be very targeted.
This is a corollary of what we called the Ginsburg rule at a place in college that was all you can eat.
An Irish guy?
Called
Ginsburg?
The Pit. Well, Ginsburg had this rule. He said, think of it not as all you can eat, but all you can take back to the table with you. And I said, why? He said, because you shouldn't feel pressured to eat it.
Correct. It's true. It's true.
That's what he
said. And they will come by and clean up the plate. Yes. And then all of a sudden, it's a fresh start. It's like a new baseball game. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it's not all you can eat. It's all you can take.
Fresh starts are good.
Roy Wood Jr. has a great bit about the buffet. It's like your child's first moment where they get to be in control. And he's like, get out of my way, Joyce! I just love that line so much. Calling your mom, Joyce. Just making sure she gets the hell out of the way as you're the kid on their way to the buffet. I got choices to make.
Happens to be my aunt. Happy birthday, Aunt
Mine
Joyce,
too.
By the way.
We've talked about our Aunt Joyce.
Yeah, we all have an Aunt Joyce.
Yeah. All right. We did that.
As one should.
Yeah. All right.
How about that football game, huh?
Yeah, hell of a game.
He's a nice player. I like what I see in this kid.
Ooh.
He's got some arm talent.
That ability to throw
on the run.
On the run to the third level of the defense.
There's so much. There's so much.
Kind of makes some of the, like, let's just worry about the pocket stuff and the playing on time stuff feel a little silly. Like, obviously it needs to happen.
That's why it's not silly.
Yeah, but make sure that part of his game is part of your game plan.
Yeah,
because
the thing that he just did can't be taught.
Because you go, oh, look at that, level, and he gets to go, oh, I can make that throw.
That's the thing, like, yeah, we got to learn how to do the other things, but for
be,
sure.
But be ready out there.
Yeah.
Be ready.
Be ready.
Be ready out there.
The very first time that he broke the pocket, it's the Darnell Wright hold on the first play. But if you watch what he does, he breaks the pocket and scrambles right with his eyes downfield, merely looking to extend the play so he can then make a throw. And that is his instinct. He scrambles to throw. And we have literally spent the last 7 years hoping that our young quarterbacks can scramble to throw with their eyes downfield. And he did it on his first play of preseason because that's how he's wired.
That's why I always talk about prime Russ, because that's what Russell Wilson does. He can scoot, he can get down the field.
Bonus.
But what he's usually doing is he's moving to open windows to throw the football. That's
what Caleb's guy Aaron Rodgers does. That's what Ben Roethlisberger does. It's what and that he knows that's where quarterback excellence lives.
And what we saw Russ do brilliantly at a young age, and he saw him do it to the Bears early, was those leveled reads. Are the levels themselves, the defense begins by defining their own positioning on those levels. And you know that you've got deep, middle, short. But when the quarterback gets out there, now he's manipulating the distances. He's manipulating the levels. You're not in charge anymore. Because now as a linebacker, you're thinking,
I got to go get the quarterback?
Oh, boy.
He's in control.
And if I go get the quarterback, is he going to dump the ball over my head as I'm running to go get the quarterback?
John Doe is in control.
Or is he seeing the safety's head turn for a moment and then trying the big, like it gives him a sense of an ability to manipulate the defense that he doesn't have in the pocket.
Do you see Orlovsky's breakdown? Of the first, the DJ Moore pass, when it was
the comebacker? The third
and 12 that he throws for 13. Orlovsky's like, you're looking at Keenan Allen, and then you're waiting for one of the two people just outside that middle pattern to, I forget the word he used, but to sag, to essentially go towards Keenan Allen. And whichever one goes towards the middle, that's the side you then look for the comebacker.
Defenders in conflict. And it was
first third down pass in preseason. He manipulated and did that.
And did you notice that that was juxtaposed with a signature Mitch Trubisky fourth and four pass that ended up for 3 yards? It was perfect. It's like, oh, yes, that play. That's where they don't throw it past the sticks. Yes.
My favorite Mitchism was running out of bounds without throwing the ball away.
Dude.
That's the best. That's the best. You know, you got an option.
You're out of the pocket. Just let go of the ball, have it go across the line of scrimmage, and
save the yard.
And it's zero. Yep. It's a 0 yard incompletion. What are we doing here?
Should have cut him that day.
You should have cut him maybe the fourth time that he did it. It was unbelievable how many times he just ran out of bounds. What are you doing?
Stop doing that.
Just throw the ball. Just let go of it.
I'd like to say the same thing to the Matt Eberflus choosing to receive rather than defer.
I'm not a fan either. Not a fan either.
Same logic on that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm with you.
Matt didn't burn him last year. I think if you keep playing that game, though, eventually the math is going to burn you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you. His argument is fine, I guess. Like, scripted plays for your offense, play from out in front, you know where you're going to get the ball, like you could get pinned deep to start your own offense, like what happened in that Chiefs game last year.
There's a reason why nobody does it.
I know, Dan. Yeah. I'm saying the best argument on the other side is the one that he put forth. I just still very much disagree with it.
I'd like to say you're welcome to all those out there, including the textures, who feel like I have now solved the buffet for them.
Oh,
with the diabolical buffet strategy.
That's very much like a Lex Luthor-esque way to go about hitting the buffet up.
Just the transference of guilt is what's critical.
100%. 100%. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. Just get a full plate of whatever you want. Take that first bite. If you don't like it, move it aside and start again.
Yeah, it's not going to go to actual hungry people.
Nope.
Right.
Self-absolution.
Including you, the hungry person
right.
who put it on your plate.
So wait, let me ask one more buffet question.
Please.
Yeah,
because it's not something that you would ordinarily have, but often finds its way onto a buffet. How do we feel about Jell-O?
I think Jell-O is a delightful palate cleanser myself. And it can't have the fruit in it. That's, you
know, yeah, that's a
that's
bad.
A Jell-O mold.
Yeah, get your chunks of stuff out of my
Jell-O. Get those
grapes
up out of here.
Seriously.
No one wants that.
If I wanted a hunk of melon, I'd go get a hunk of melon.
Yeah.
You know? Get out of my Jell-O.
I'm out on Jell-O, in on pudding.
Okay. That, I mean, that's a, that's in kind of the same family. I like that.
It is, but the pudding has more gravitas to it. It's got a little more.
It does, but it's also another one of those things that you don't ordinarily have.
It's true.
So when it presents itself, you're like,
I'm not going to make myself banana pudding.
You're not. And if it's got vanilla wafers on the top, then game
on. That's living.
Yeah, game on. I can't deny that.
God, somewhere we've got to have the sound of Doug Buffone on a weekend doing a whole thing about buffets.
Well, that's where he would post up in Bourbonnais.
He had an entire
Coyote?
Dissertation.
Oh, really? A methodology?
Canyon, which
yes.
was a steak buffet and in Bourbonnais. That's where he'd do all of his prep work.
How to separate gravy items from non-gravy items. What is okay? Like vertical? He had the principle of verticality of what things can and can't drip into other things.
Oh, yeah.
The timing of the first dessert versus the second dessert. I mean, and he was very serious about it.
Of course he was.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to often go pick up Doug from Coyote Canyon.
I forgot that. He did his prep at the buffet.
Yeah, he did his prep. It was awesome.
Well, didn't you? Weren't you a start-to-finish Sports Illustrated guy?
That was me. Yeah, the Indian buffet, star of India on Sheffield and Belmont. Sports Illustrated day, I would walk over and I'd eat until the magazine was done. That's how it used to be.
God, did you bring a toilet with you?
No, okay. I just walked fast back to the apartment at the end.
There goes my entire next 24 hours.
A very high success rate of walking
very
back
high,
fast.
But not perfect.
Yeah, 87%.
I didn't say it was perfect. Hashtag Team Grobber.
Oh my God.
I was there.
Yeah, you were. Everybody knew
it.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it.
Oh, man.
Guys.
Gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good
yes,
to see you.
We will be talking Caleb Williams, the Cubs not being quite done, and Caleb Williams today. Mark Rohde will join us. Tanny's Open will kick us off.
Bears.
Today is about Caleb Williams. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
And this segment is sponsored by Studio 41.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.